Blog Talk Radio.
Interactive study group,
And we just come just to lift up the name of Jesus. And if you would like to participate, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. This evening, we have a speaker who you've all heard once before. That's Elder Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. And she's going to be talking on John 15, 4 through 7, and that's Stay Connected. She's going to be on the line. She's running kind of late, so we are going to wait until she connects in, and then we're going to turn it on over to her at this time. And we're going to have prayer right now, and after we have prayer, then I'm going to open it up with the scripture that she was going to start it off with, and we are going to ask for anyone that would like to participate or to share at this time, please do so as we move forward with the word of God. Amen. We also would like to send a prayer out for my elder from New York. She has problems with, she's having a problem with her father, Pastor Bay from out of New York. We want to have a prayer for her as well and pray that God will give her the strength and endurance that she is able to do what she needs to do by the grace of God. Mighty woman of God, amen. You've heard her out of New York. She was to speak for on next week, and she is not going to be on next week. We have Minister Robinson who will be coming on next week, and he will be speaking as well. We have so many men and women of God who come on and share the word of God, and it has truly, truly been a blessing to myself and my wife. Amen. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to open up. And the scripture we're looking at is John 15, 4 through 7. Father, we come on behalf of all those, Heavenly Father, who are going through trials at this time. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless them through their trials, that you would give them patience, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that they would rejoice in hope, patience, in tribulation, and stay constant in prayer. Father, yeah. We ask, Lord, that you would just build them up in the areas where they're torn down and that you would strengthen them where they're weak. Father, we just love you, and we know that you know how to take care of your own. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, for your spirit. We're asking, Heavenly Father, for your anointing, Heavenly Father. Lord, as those men and women of God, Heavenly Father, that step out, Heavenly Father, when it gets close to home, Lord, sometimes our tribulations and our trials become a little bit more harder, Father. So we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just strengthen them, Heavenly Father, at this time. Lord, Father, we ask that you would just give them peace. And Lord, Father, that through that bitterness, Heavenly Father, that love, Heavenly Father, would be a delivered, Heavenly Father, from you. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done, Lord, and we ask, Heavenly Father, for all those that are listening. We pray a blessing upon them as well. Whatever trial that they may go into, Father, Lord, we ask that you would bless them in a mighty way, Father. We know that we cannot do anything without you. So that's why we call upon the name of Jesus, a name that's greater than any name that we can utter or even think of, Heavenly Father, the name of Jesus that's able to deliver us, the name of Jesus that's able to heal, the name of Jesus is able, Heavenly Father, to get us through whatever we're going through. And we call on the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, that all our prayers, Heavenly Father, be laid at your feet. And Lord, Father, we're going to turn around and we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that you are going to take care and hear our prayers. We claim it by faith right now. We claim the victory right now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. As we move forward, for those that are listening that are going through tribulations, trials and tribulations, we ask you that you would turn to the Word of God. With Romans 12:12, it says that we are to rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, and we are constant in prayer. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Patience, knowing that we're going through our tribulations, but we are to have patience of knowing that God is going to bring us through. Amen? And as we're going through that tribulation, we are to stay constant in prayer. Stay constant in prayer. Amen? Amen. We're going to look at the scripture that Elder Cook was is speaking on this evening, and we're going to talk from she's starting off from John 15:4-7, and we're going to just kind of expound on that. And John 15:4, it says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you accept. No more than can you accept. You abide in me." Now let me just say that again. It sounds like I was a little tongue-tied when I say it. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. Amen? Abide in me. When I think about the word abide in me, abide is when we hold fast, when we are holding fast to faith, holding fast to good consciousness. And we are not going to let anything turn us around. Amen?
Amen.
We're not going to let anything come turn us around. We have trials that's coming at us. We have so many trials, so many tribulations, but we're not going to allow anything turn us around. Amen? We're going to abide in God. Abide in God. And it says that if we abide in God, that he will give us the help that we need so that as we are walking or going through that trial or going through that tribulation, that we are going to be able to make it. We're going to be saved. We are going to be preserved. We're going to continue our walk, because our walk is so that we have eternal life. So that we have eternal life. Amen? Because that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it on into heaven. And as we're going through this journey on earth, that it is saying that we are to abide in God. We are to hold fast to God no matter what we're going through, no matter what tribulation that you may be going through, that you are to hold fast to the Word of God. Hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to patience. And when we do that, that we will be preserved, that we will have eternal life. Amen? That we will be saved so that we can make it on in. Amen?
Amen.
I do have a couple of 631s that are on, that are open. 631s that are open.
Can I go back and read from the High Love Things in
the Amen.
Okay, we begin at verse 1 of chapter 15. It says, and I'm reading from the Living Bible, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He lops off every branch that doesn't produce, and he prunes those branches that bear fruit for even larger crops." So if we just break down that first that first those first lines, if we could think of, we have to remember that this was an agrarian society, so they were farming. And that when you're farming, if there's a piece of the tree, just like I see out front, the branches that are dead that we haven't taken off, then that drains the entire plant. And if they're branches with small buds on them, if you pull them back, they'll have even more buds when the season comes, when their season comes.
That's
and that's how it is with us, that the Lord takes things out of our life that are bearing no fruit.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And the more we stay connected to the vine, the more nutrients we get, the more we feel love, and the more we're fed.
Amen.
So if you are bearing fruit and your fruit is not as prosperous as you hoped it would be, or you're not producing as much fruit as you can, just hold on, because as the Lord prunes you back, more fruit will be produced.
Amen.
So sometimes he takes dead things out of our lives, and sometimes he moves us and adjusts us or prunes us, takes small things out of our life or cuts back so it looks like we're being held back. But it's getting you ready for a larger crop.
Amen.
For more
Amen.
Fruit, for
Amen.
Even better fruit.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise God.
Elder Cook, are you online?
Three.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Verse 3 says, he has already tended you by pruning you back for greater strength and usefulness by means of the commands I gave you. Take care to live in me and let me live in you, for a branch can't produce fruit when severed from the vine. Nor can you be fruitful apart from me. So the only way that we'll find success, and the only way we'll grow spiritually, only way we'll grow in our lives will be blessed. The only way that you will be in God's will is if you stay connected to the vine.
Praise the Lord.
You have to be connected to the vine, to Jesus Christ, in order to produce.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still waiting. Elder Cook, are you on?
So Jesus goes on and says, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him shall produce a large crop of fruit. For apart from me, you can't do a thing. If anyone separates from me, he is thrown away like a useless branch, withers, and is gathered into a pile with all the others and burned. But if you stay in me and obey my commands, you may ask any request you like, and it will be granted. My true disciples produce bountiful harvest. This brings great glory to my Father. Praise God.
Amen. Any comments? Any comments? We are an interactive Bible study, and we come together so that we all are able to share the Word of God so that others may be able to hear and maybe be able to receive. Amen? 631-706 is any of the numbers. Would you like to make a comment? Okay, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we look at in terms of abiding, just as you had said, we are to stay close. You know, we are to stay close. We are to stay hold fast. We are to stay united in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
By faith and love. By faith and love. Amen. And when we do those things by faith and in love, then we will live. Other people will see us living through him. They will see the Christ within us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm seeing, looking at all of these names, and for those of you that's 01678.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You ready? You ready to take over?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
We've been trying to hold it down for you until you Okay. You can come on. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just finished talking about John 15:4 and just abiding in me. So you can go ahead and go from there, and we're going to follow. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. As we are talking, yes, verse 4, abide in me. As I looked up the word abide, it means to remain in God. Scripture says in Psalms 91, if you have your Bibles with you, I just want to talk about Psalms 91 here. And just to read a little portion of it, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. In other words,
Amen.
We see that God is our shelter. When we
Amen.
Are in God and we remain in God, God is our shelter in the time of trouble. In other words,
Amen.
When you're going through something or you're going through some trials and tribulations, you know that God got you covered because you remain
Thank
in
you.
Him. See, that's one of the benefits by being and abiding in God, that he remains in you. He's your protector, in other words. He's your guide.
Amen.
See, you know, when people don't remain in God or abide in God, and when problems rise, they begin to, you know, freak out. Or, you know, it gets out of control. But if you remain in God and rest in God, everything will be okay. No matter what
Amen.
It looks like around you or whatever you're going through, if you abide in God and remain in him, there's no problems. You can
Amen.
Rest
Amen.
In him. Sure that God is going to do it for you. Amen.
Yes,
Amen. And as we look at Psalms 27, I want to go there too. If you have your Bibles, if we just go to Psalms 27, verse 5, it says, for in the time of trouble, he should hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He should hide me, and he should set me high upon a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing,
Amen.
You know, in a time of trouble, he mm-hmm. will hide you. See, the enemy thinks that when you go through, and the enemy thinks he's won and has beat you, but no, if you have remained in God and abide in him, hallelujah, he doesn't win at all. You are a winner. Amen.
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 Any questions as
Amen.
I go further? Any comments?
I like that scripture, Psalms 27, and I like what you said about abiding, and God covers us. And I was thinking about a subject I had gotten, this Holy Spirit had gave me one time, and it was called hiding in plain sight. We're exposed to the devil. He, you know, but
yes,
we're hiding in his pavilion. We're hiding in plain sight of him. We are covered under the shadow of the Almighty. I think that scripture is wonderful. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Hiding
Amen.
In plain sight.
Amen.
No matter what's going on around us, he hides us. He covers us.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
In other words, he
Amen.
Keeps us safe in his arms.
Yeah.
So no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
All right. All right.
Amen.
There it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Amen. Any more comments? Because as you know, this is a dialogue Bible study, so
Amen.
Interaction. So if you have any comments, you could stop me, or if you want to piggyback on what I say, I'm
Amen.
Okay. So I love feedback.
All right.
Amen.
We are learning Amen. Together.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. And also to be stay connected in God, you must be, you know, grounded. You've
yeah.
got to be steadfast,
Amen.
Unmovable. Because there are many doctrines out there that can sway you to follow. But if you stay connected in God and be rooted and grounded, all these other doctrines that may come your way, you won't sway to it because you know
yeah.
who you are in Christ and you know who your God is.
Mm.
So one way to stay connected, be grounded, steadfast, unmovable. In other words, I always say stay in your word. That's how you be connected.
That's good.
With God.
Amen, amen.
Get a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Stay connected. Pray. Fast. You know,
mm-hmm.
Read your word even the more. because, you know, I realize the enemy is doing his business 24/7.
Yeah.
So we got to do our business 24/7.
Amen.
You know, he's always at us, so we got to be at the enemy. And the way to be at the enemy is in your word. Study your word. Begin to use the words that you, the Holy Ghost gives back to your remembrance, which you have read, and you use those words against the enemy.
Amen.
You know, let him know that he's defeated. We have the victory in Jesus. We are
Amen.
Not the victim. We are victorious in him. So it's important to stay fast, unmovable. Don't be all wavered to go to another doctrine or another way. Mm-hmm. Stay in God. That's
Amen.
The best way to be. Amen.
Amen.
Stay connected.
Amen.
Any comments? Let go. Amen.
What do you what do you mean another doctrine, Elder?
Well, you know, you have these other
religious. Mm-hmm.
Other religious, I'm going to put it out there like Jehovah's Witnesses. You know,
mm-hmm.
they come. And some of their doctrine is different. And if you're learning the Christian doctrine and you go dip and dab in the Jehovah, you'll get kind of confused.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you're connected in God,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know what the Lord is saying, you won't waver too much. You won't waver it at all.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say to the Jehovah's Witnesses,
or any other,
or any other doctrine, right?
Any
other type of doctrine. I just use that because that just
hit yes.
my head. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay. So if you, like, rooted and grounded in the Lord, and I'm going to use Jehovah's Witness, they come and they start telling you stuff, and you rooted in God, you kind of question it and say, okay, no, you know, that don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't be wavered to go into, you know, that type of doctrine that they teach. Don't get me wrong, you know, I some things I do agree with Jehovah's Witness, how far as connected, they are connected and they work together in the kingdom. You know, I applaud that, what they do. And they go out and witness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is a different story, but, you know, the very act that they go out and witness. We're Christians, we don't do that too much. We don't see a lot of Christians going out witnessing, going to homes, knocking on doors.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody agree?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I know the...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know the bottom line and what your base of the scripture is about being connected to Jesus. And, you know, you have so many doctrines, so many religions out there, everybody talking about Jehovah, God, you know, the Muslims talking about God and this and that, and everybody talk. But the bottom line is Jesus. No man
Amen.
Comes to the Father except by the Son. And if we stay
Amen.
Connected, stay in that vine, stay in that vein, we'll make it.
You know, and I want to add on
Amen.
To that it's extremely important that we study the Word of God. We study the Word of God. I mean, the Word, I mean, it says that we should study to show thyself approved, the Word
yeah.
that we not be but rightfully dividing the Word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So when we study the Word of God, it becomes a one-on-one relationship with Him.
Mm-hmm.
He is speaking to us, and when we're praying, we're speaking to Him. So that when those doctrines or those winds come, we know if it's of God or if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose sight on the Word when we don't study the Word of God. You know, He is our best friend. We're supposed to spend time with Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, and as we go on into the Scripture, it says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither
Amen.
Can you unless you abide in me.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be fruitful if you're not connected with God.
Amen.
You got to be fruitful, and you have to be connected to God to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any comments on that before I go?
Yes, and also
when we connected, we need to not go on our own feelings in our own way and how we think it, or, you know, if it's not, and it's not moving quick enough for us. Sometimes we can go out, we can't wait for God to do what he needs to do. So we start trying to fix it ourselves or work it out ourselves. But then that, by us trying to do it, we make a bigger mess of it. And then he got to straighten out what we need him to, and us too, in the midst of it all. So it's about waiting on him also. In being connected, it's about being also being patient and waiting on him. And again, I say wait on the Lord, you know, to do what you need him to do, and trust that he can do it. No matter how hard it gets or what it's like, we can't fix it. And we have to constantly remind ourselves sometimes, don't try and fix it. Let the Lord do it.
Amen.
Staying in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Haynes?
Yeah.
Evangelist Haynes? Oh, praise God.
Praise God.
All right. Okay. So, as we're talking, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It also says in the Word that we realize that it's important that to stay connected, because we got to realize that Jesus is the vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. He prunes us so that we bear much fruit. And sometimes this can be hard to be understood. But I only realize it's just only shaping us. You know? Go ahead. Any comments?
No, that was what Sister Suzanne was saying earlier.
Oh,
saying
okay.
The very same thing. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Sometimes when he prunes us, he's cutting off leaves because,
look at that.
You know,
yes.
There's need to be balanced between the fruit and the leaves. Amen. So I believe God is just, you know, once again shaping us for good.
Amen.
Because he knows who we are.
Amen.
You know, he made us, he created us. So he knows what we're capable of and what we can do. So he begins to prune things to make us better. You know, a better Christian, a better child of God.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, it hurts, you know. But I'll take the hurt if it's in God. Because I know God knows what's best for me, and he knows what
he
I need. So, it's okay with me when he starts pruning and cutting away some things that's not like him. Because, you want to get an intimate relationship with God, so you got to allow God to strip those things that's not like him in you, so that you could be closer to him and be more effective in the kingdom.
That's good.
Amen. Because you can't be, you know, wavered. You can't have, you know, be evil and mean and nasty to one another to be effective or to witness to anybody.
Amen.
Then they're going to look at your fruit and say, I ain't going to listen to her.
Amen.
So, you know, we got to be careful, you know, as Christians. If you call yourself, I'm a child of God, and you acting a fool out there, you got to check yourself.
Amen.
You got to really check yourself and let God really prune you and tear some things away so that you can be more effective in the kingdom.
Amen.
Because we are kingdom builders, like I've been saying all the time. Now, I am a kingdom builder.
Amen.
I want to break down and break barriers.
Yeah.
So I want to win souls for Christ, because that's what we're designed to do. We on this earth do those things. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
You know, tell Satan he's a liar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we got to be effective. We got to let God prune it, take some things away.
Amen.
And like I said, it hurts, but God knows best. Any questions? I go for it.
Good.
No comments on that?
It's good.
Anybody wants to make a comment, all the mics are open.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'll go on. And as, you know, I believe as long as we remain in Christ, you know, we could bear much fruit, as I said. And then as I looked at that scripture, there was a promise that was in it. And he said in that promise, it says, let's go back to it, neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm reading the fifth verse. I'm the vine, you're the branch. He who abides in me and I am in him bears much fruit. For without me you cannot do anything. But if you remain in him, the promise is if you remain in him, you bear much fruit. That's
Amen.
An automatic.
Amen. Amen.
That's a promise that God gives you.
Mm-hmm.
If you
Amen.
Remain in me, this is what you get. And
Amen.
I looked at that because I said, you know, I love God's promises. Because whatever he say, you could take it to the bank
Amen.
And know it to come to pass. Because he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Amen.
So when I look at that, I said, that's an awesome thing because God promises. And when he promises something, you can count on it.
Amen.
And when he promises something, it's a great thing. And it's a lasting
Amen.
Amen.
So if I come to let you know tonight, Vinny, if God has promised some things, believe it that it will come to pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't doubt it.
Mm.
It may be delayed but not denied.
Amen.
You may not see it, not right now,
mm-hmm.
but keep on, keep on. Keep your eye on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Amen.
Because he will bring it to pass. And sometimes when we think, God, you said you're going to give it to us, and years go by.
Mm.
And we get wavered, and we get down and depressed. Mm. No, hold on to that, because if he said it, it shall come to pass. We can count on that. And that's the problem, too, that because when God promises us, the devil comes, and he begins to say, oh, God is not going to do this. Look how long it's taking God to do it. And then you just begin to fall, and you lose that promise. But don't lose it.
Amen.
But that's the devil's job. Like I said, the devil is always, he's always doing his business. That's why we got to continue to do our business.
Amen.
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 Any questions on it as I go?
No, I'm thinking about, that's why it's so important for us to stay in the Word. Because when we're waiting, it may be seeming year after year, month after month, staying in the Word will bring us into that rest. And
mm-hmm.
into that promise. And it just, you know, the Holy Spirit reminds us, remember what I said. Remember, remember. And as we're reading his word and as we're learning more about him, because to know him is to read him. To know him is to read him, read his word, and we'll know ourselves and the
mm-hmm.
authority that we have in his word and
mm-hmm.
the authority that's in us. And we'll find that rest. We'll find that peace. And it might get like hell out there, but still, like you said before, Pastor, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide. And that's what we're talking about, staying connected.
Staying connected.
Amen.
Abiding.
And I'd like to say even down through the years, you know, yes, sometimes time does pass and we get older and things have not yet came to pass, but there's another promise that piggybacks on that when he said that your latter would be greater than your past.
Yes.
In other words,
in your former.
That does not mean that, you know, the older we get, there's some greater times coming. Don't
mm-hmm.
ask, you know, don't forget that, you know, God's yet moving, he's yet working, he's yet God, he's yet who he said he is.
Mm-hmm.
And great things are still going to happen. We just have to trust and believe.
That's right.
You know, if you say, I think without getting into too many details, I've been waiting for something from the Lord for a long, long time, and I'm real anxious for it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, but is it wrong for me to sometime question and say, Lord, how much longer? Or Lord, when? Would it be wrong for me to question?
Well,
personally, I don't think so.
Well,
because God knows. He knows. He knows just where we're at. He knows just what we're. One thing about God, he's concerned about everything about us, our thoughts, our emotions, everything. And even if you go back to him and say, well, Lord, you know, it's been, he understands. I believe that. And what he does in his word is, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Sometimes we think we're ready for things, that we can handle it. But God be prepared for things that we can't handle. And he's not, God's not caught up in time, you know, how long it's been. It's where we at in him and what we can handle when he does give it to us. It doesn't mean we're not going to get it, but sometimes we have to be, you know, he's trying to get in that place to, you know, to receive it and to get it. And we're not always, you know, some, you know, like, okay, like my son, when he was younger, he wanted to have an English racer. He was too young to even sit on it, let alone ride it. You understand what I'm saying? But he desired, he asked for it all the time and everything else. Well, you know, there was no way I'm going to get that. I was going to give that to him for him to fall off it and, you know, bust his head open, break his legs or whatever. So, you know, but God is so wise and, you know, and loves us so much and wants to bless us, you know, so much to, he allows us sometimes to wait and then we mount up wings of the eagle, you know, walking out there, running up, you know, get weary. But see, God has, he knows all things. He got your destiny and your life in his hands. And he's not going to withhold no good thing from you. He's not going to. He's not going to withhold it from you. But he's going to give it to you.
Am I on?
Yeah, what were you saying?
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes the Lord always answers your prayers. And I think we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
That always, always answers your prayers. The answer's going to either be yes, no.
Oh, very good.
Always.
And sometimes when we're in the room, the enemy will come in.
Right.
It's really, you know, what God wants you to have, or it's where God wants you to be, or you just thought you said that, or that's not you, that's so-and-so talking, or, you know, to try to trip you up. And then we have self-doubt to ourselves. I'm not going to put everything in the enemy. But being in the waiting room, though, there's a lesson in being in the waiting room.
Right.
Because when you're in the waiting room, that's when you learn more about yourself.
Exactly.
And you learn more about your relationship with the Lord, where you build your relationship with God, where you learn more about his character. God wants you to be. So there's an advantage. Although it seems like being in the waiting room may seem like it's a long time to be there, but just like you were at the hospital, somebody came out of surgery or whatever, 10 hours when you're anxiously, you know. Just you relax in the Lord. You just, like where it says, abide in him and trust him. He through that, but it's a waiting, that's your period to get to know God, because that's where your testimony is going to come from.
Without being 100%, how can I put this? I'm trying to walk the good path, but I'm trying to walk the good path. But like I said, I'm new. I slide here or fall off the path, but I jump right back on it, or before I fall off that path, like I said, because I'm still learning. But I guess the few words that really got to me is because, like you said, you hold on, you got to hope, you trust, and you got to continue to believe. But I'm not, I'm definitely not, I would say blaspheming, but it's, how can I put it? Well, I mean, I guess the only way to put it is to be truthful.
Right.
I'm waiting on, I'm trusting, I trust, I believe, I hope, and I pray for my vision to improve, and that's my issue.
Okay.
And you hope and pray what?
For his vision.
I hope for it's my vision.
His vision.
Okay.
I don't put it in man's hands, because there's no cure for me as far as that goes right now in today's society. But I believe, and like I said, I'm not always walking the way I should, but as soon as it's like I get snapped right back into reality, and hey, I straighten back up. But like I said, I never stop hoping. But that's why I was wondering, is it is it wrong to question the Lord? How much longer, or Lord, what's wrong? What am I not doing?
God has shoulders, so you don't have to. Just like in the Bible, like when we read there are laments in there also, and the lament is like, Lord, what are you doing? Where are you, God? What is he? You know, it's saying things like that. The Lord can handle that. He's agreed absolutely everything. He's not going to, you know, dash you and damn you because it's all part of the process, and it's part of the trust process that you can, like with our own children. It's okay to ask questions. It just depends on how they ask. Yeah. And it's okay for you, too, to ask questions. But just, you have to be, you know, just continue to be prayerful. Even Job, who the Lord loved, David, who he adored, asked questions. And they shouted out to God, mm-hmm. like, why me? Why? You know, why is this happening?
Amen.
I thought mm-hmm. you loved me. But then they went into praise.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to continuously seek him. It's okay to ask questions. It's okay to ask when. It's okay because it's part of our human nature. And Jesus mm-hmm. Christ interceding for us, understanding our human nature, understanding the anxiousness that comes with being human, understanding the doubt and the falling down and getting back up that comes with being human, that he understands, Jesus understands, that, and he's interceding on your behalf.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I also believe, too, that, you know, we're in the flesh, and sometimes our flesh rises up, and we begin to ask God, and we question, Lord, when is this going to happen? But, you know, sometimes, well, to me, I speak for me. If I start speaking and saying that, I have to go and say, repent, Lord, forgive me for asking, because I know that you said you're going to do it. So I'm not going to question you because you already told me you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, this is how I feel. I feel that I'm not really trusting him when I'm asking him, Lord, when are you going to do it? Why I'm going through this? Or, you know, just question the situation. I begin to repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I asked you and you said you're going to do it. And all I have to do is wait.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait. And in my waiting, Lord, give me strength to wait.
Yeah.
Give me the strength to wait on you. Because, like I said, we in the flesh. And sometimes, that flesh can just cause you to, you know, complain and murmur and, you know, just say, Lord, what's going on? When are you going to do this? Sometimes, like I said, I go back and I repent after I come to myself and realize, Lord, forgive me. You said you're going to do it. Just give me the strength to wait on you. Amen.
So praise God. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to move on. I'm still in the fifth verse. I'm going to read it again. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. And as I begin to study that scripture, the Lord was giving me, it was saying, in other words, Jesus gives us life, and Jesus feeds us so that we may grow and bear fruit. When we grow in Christ, we grow towards Christ.
That's
and
true.
What that means is that we do not grow away from the faith, nor do we grow away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we're heading away from God, you're not growing. You're dying.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Because that is the nature of sin.
Mm-hmm.
See, sin separates us from God, and that sin cuts us from the vine, which is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, what I'm saying is, that the more God teaches us and give us and bears fruit, we grow in him. In other words, when we study and we abide in him and we listen to him and we meditate on him, we grow.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree on that? We grow closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we grow into a greater relationship with him where when he speaks, we know his voice.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, so, go ahead. Amen.
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 OK, Okay? And when we grow in him, our faith grows even more.
Right.
You know, so in other words, what I'm saying is, you know, continue to abide in him, you know, remain in him, you know, study his word, like I'm always saying, continue to study his word and be in him, because then you can grow. Because if you're not in him, you can't grow. It's hard to not, it's hard not to grow in him if you're not connected to him. You got to be connected to him to grow.
Amen.
And like Sister Suzanne was saying before, excuse me, the nutrients from the word of God will make us vibrant. We'll be vibrant, and our fruit will be good nutrients. Yes.
Nurture.
Yeah.
Which is the word of God, that, you know, the word that we have in our Bible will give us the nurturing that we need and the nutrients in our body to keep us healthy. You know, we have a physical healthiness, but spiritually, to be healthy, you got to be in this word.
Amen.
Daily. You got to be meditating in this word daily.
Amen.
Joshua 1:8 says that we should meditate day and night on his word so that we could be prosperous in him. We can't be prosperous in him if we half-haz it in the word of God.
Amen.
Can't be half-haz it. We can't just say, okay, you know, one day, you know, Lord, I'm going to read then, and then you skip. And you got to be constantly in it, in this word, to be fruitful and be effective in the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Any comments as
we
move on?
Amen.
Amen. So, and also as was also saying that, you know, sin separates us from God, and it cuts us off from the vine. You know, God hates sin. He hates the sin. He doesn't hate you, but he hates the sin that you do. So we have to be careful with that. That separates us. And if you know, you sin, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord.
Amen.
Because we don't want to be, because without him, if I didn't have God in my life, where would I be? I don't know. I would be a lost soul.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting up in, you know, in the psych ward. After all that I've been through and going through, if I didn't remain in him,
Amen.
I'll be a lost sister. I'll be sitting on a corner somewhere.
Amen.
But without him, I can't do nothing without him. I need him. And sometimes I don't understand how people just is not connected to God, and they think that, okay, everything is great. Aren't you missing something? You know, I feel like, you know, I'll be missing something if I'm not connected with God. Even if if I miss a day, because I'm human, sometimes I miss not reading the word for a day, I feel guilty. That's just me. I feel guilty because I wasn't in that word like I should be. And then here I go repenting, Lord, forgive me. If I don't do my prayer time because I have prayer time, and I miss my prayer time, for one day because of work or, you know, I'm doing something and I miss my prayer time, I'm asking, Lord, forgive me. Because I'm very conscious of my relationship and my commitment to God, because I committed
to. There you go. That's the word,
Amen. I made a commitment to God and say, Lord, this is what I want to do. And this is what he requires for me to do. So when I miss that commitment, I'm no good, because I'm like, oh, Lord, forgive me. I'm feeling bad, and, you know, and I'm going repenting, because that relationship that I have with God is very intimate. And the way you get intimate, like I said before, you got to strip those things that's not like God to get closer to him.
Well,
and if
like
anybody tonight don't want to have a relationship with God, you got to begin to strip those things.
Or like Sister Suzanne said before, too, about allowing him to prune us, you know, to prune us and cut away, you know, and sometimes it's difficult. But if we allow him, because he's a gentleman, he's not going to go over our will. But if we could say, Lord, here I am, I surrender, do what needs to be done. You're perfect. Cut away at all my imperfections.
That's right.
So I can be available and accessible to you.
right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. You want to be available.
Yes.
You want to be used by God.
Yes.
I'd rather be used by God than man.
Yes.
Amen.
There's a reward when you be used by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a blessing. Hallelujah. There's miracles. There's healing.
Amen.
There's deliverance. And Lord knows we need that in this nation today.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to remain in Him. Mm-hmm. That's why it's important to get a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are to win those souls for Christ. We are to pull back those ones that are lost.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord knows there's a lot of lost people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we as Christians and kingdom builders, we got to go out and get them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go out and get them. And not allow them to be sold to the devil. Amen. Go ahead.
No, I was just going
to
say, and some of us need to go out and get some of our brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them back in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Right, within our own families. Within our,
yes.
Within our own families. That's right.
Saints of God.
Home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen. So
anyway, almost done.
Amen. So stay connected.
Yeah.
And I hope God's been blessed by it, because my time is almost up.
Amen.
Just remain in Him, abide in Him. Just let God use you and be blessed by His Word.
Amen.
You know, I can't stress it enough that the relationship. You got to get that relationship, because He's soon to come. I don't know about anybody else, but I know that He's soon to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling Prophetess one day that, you know, when I was younger, growing up in church, we always heard my mom and my dad and my pastor would say, God is coming, He's coming, He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm.
No,
and we always heard it, but, you know, I don't think I was mature in Christ yet to really understand that He's coming. But as I'm growing in Christ, I say He's even more nearer now.
Yeah.
You know, and we have to get it together as Christians,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get that relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And begin to, you know, pull those people back into the forefront of Christ.
Amen.
So, remain in Him, abide in Him,
amen.
And know that He is who He is.
Amen.
In your
yes,
life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Go ahead,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So, Elder, I'm finished.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We really, really enjoyed you as always, Elder Cook. We definitely enjoyed you. It has been a blessing for all of those who tuned in and shared in, and that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Coming together as a body of Christ just to lift up the name of Jesus, and somebody that is listening will be blessed. Amen? That's what it's all about. We do thank you. For my brother that was talking earlier, if you could look up the scripture on Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And it talks about in terms of waiting on God. So hopefully that's helping you.
And she's not speaking, and she's texting. She just texted me.
I hear someone in the background.
All
the
I can barely hear you. Someone's talking.
There's someone in the background. We can hear you talking, so the mics pick up everything. I don't know who to close up. But once again, our time is up, and we do thank you for tuning in. We're New Beginnings Ministry right here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Next week we have a minister from out of Atlanta again, Minister Robinson, and he'll be speaking with us. We like for you to just come in. Tune in and, you know, just share with us. It's about being blessed. This is a tribulation that we're going through, and we strengthen each other by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
We do thank
Amen.
You. We love you, but God loves you most. So until next Wednesday, we thank you again and be blessed through the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you, Elder Cook.
Love you.
I face the dawn.